Hello and welcome to Silly Point Podcast. My name is Hriday Ranjan and with me I have...
My name is Rohit Swain and welcome to another episode...
Of Silly Point,
yeah.
If you're listening to our podcast for the first time, we must tell you that our podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and we are quickly coming on Gaana and Spotify soon. So this is probably India's only cricket-based comedy podcast,
yeah.
Right? So we are not attempting to be Harsha Bogle or Sanjay Manjrekar,
yeah,
but we are giving you a funny ringside view of cricket. Not really ringside, but yeah. Cool. All right. So Rohit, what do we have today on...
Yes, today we discuss India's World Cup squad.
Yes, it was the question that has been burning.
Yes,
for many, many months now. And finally, the questions have been answered.
Yeah, by MSK Prasad.
By MSK Prasad, who is a former wicketkeeper of Indian team.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, we thought we should go through the whole team.
Yeah.
Right? So, we'll quickly get into that. First of all, what are your overall thoughts about the team that was selected? Are you...
I think it's a good team.
Right?
A good, solid team to go for the World Cup.
Correct. Even I think so.
Yeah.
And... just to see whether I'm biased because I'm living in this time, I compared some of the earlier teams, Indian teams went. And I found that, no, it's actually a very balanced side.
Yeah, very balanced.
Because actually, we have sent some terrible teams. Like,
which was your worst ever team?
The worst that I have seen on paper is 96 World Cup actually, but I was too young then.
Okay.
So I didn't follow it as much, but what I have followed, I think 99 World Cup was the worst team that we sent.
Yeah.
We didn't perform as badly. 2007, was, I think, our worst performance,
but the team was really good. Strong. Yeah,
yes.
But 99 happens to be the most horrible team that
yes,
we sent.
Yes,
that was dependent on only one man.
Sachin Tendulkar.
Only one man. But the best World Cup that I've ever seen on TV is the 99 World Cup because the jerseys were too good and especially the India jersey was too good.
Yes,
and
yes.
Also, it happens to be my first World Cup that I was
seeing
on TV.
Correct. No, I also have very fond memories of 99.
Yeah.
Even though the team I thought was not the best, it brought back a lot of wonderful memories, like Britannia Khao World Cup Jao.
Ah, so many ads.
Yes, yes. So, in a way, it was my first World Cup too, because 96, I was too young and I didn't see it live.
Yeah.
99 was when I already was, had just stepped into my teens and I could follow cricket and stuff like that.
And,
so,
and we also had Debashish Mahanty from our state.
I was just coming to that. That was the second reason why I was like, I liked that team.
And like even though it was a worst team, still Sachin's dad passed away and
correct.
He came back. So, it's a... Like, it's very nostalgic World Cup for us.
Correct.
For especially the 90s kids.
Correct.
Because we were at that age when we just started watching cricket
correct.
And just started watching World Cups and everything.
And somehow I like it when World Cups happen overseas because the timings are off.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like,
that's
there is
so
some
much
effort.
Fun. So much
there is some
fun.
Effort in watching those matches.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the 99 World Cup. But then I looked at all the other teams. 96 World Cup team actually also was not so great, you know.
Yeah.
We had like Ashish Kapoor and, you know, many
Ashish
random
Kapoor.
Players in the team. So, there
Amit
is 96
Singh.
World Cup also was like not too great team. But anyway, 2019. We have I also thought that it was a well balanced team
20
yeah.
years later we have a fantastic team
and apart from just basic emotions, if I were to go into technicalities of how this team is different, I think for the first time we have more faith on our bowling department than our batting.
Oh yes,
this has
is
never
the
happened.
Best bowling attack that we are sending. But still if you compare the other bowling attacks
correct.
Of the other countries, they are
they're also good.
Yeah.
But just from an India
yeah,
point of view, Indian
is, this
team, this time
best,
I think
yeah.
we have a good bowling
definitely.
Side, which I really like. So anyway, we'll quickly launch into the team and we'll start, we'll actually decided to do this according to the batting order.
Yeah.
Right? So we'll start from the openers. I think this decision was kind of settled about 2 years
ago.
Rohit Sharma and Shikhar
Dhawan.
There
was no other option also.
No other option. Nobody even came into the contention.
Yeah,
like,
koi
bhi aaya nahi aise ki consideration mein. It is nice. I kind of like, I have, for some reason, I have been a critic of Rohit Sharma.
Yeah.
Few years, but even for a harsh critic like me, a very biased critic like me, I think he has proved his naysayers wrong.
Definitely.
So Rohit Sharma looks in good form. Shikhar Dhawan is going through like a bit of an up and down in the IPL, but I think he's the kind of guy who performs in big tournaments.
Yeah.
So that might.
Yeah, so they are the best right hand and
correct
left hand combination that we have.
Correct. Then, which brings us to number 3, again, another standard. He's a shoe-in into any team in the world, Virat Kohli.
Yeah, the GOAT.
Yes, GOAT. And goat is now pumped up also.
Yeah. goat was pumped up last night also when Ashwin got out.
Yes.
He was
like, field mein dal do na match. So
I like goat because he's friends with Rahul and everybody.
Correct.
But when it comes to his own franchise, he abuses Rahul also. Rahul was out last night, man. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. I think Virat Kohli grew up watching WWE a lot. Do you think so? So when he's on field, he's behaving like a wrestler.
No, like he's like he I think he only watched Royal Rumble because he's that kind of guy who just wants to win it alone. Like, yes, correct. I did it.
Yeah, his expressions are also like that.
And, I think and he's the guy who enters the Royal Rumble first and stays till the end.
Yes. So Virat Kohli is a shoe-in again over there.
Yeah. But also we forgot KL Rahul is one of the backup openers.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So KL Rahul, what do you think? Like, I was surprised that he actually got in.
Yeah.
But definitely. I can understand why they took him. We have Rohit's expert. Rohit, what do you think in general
because he
about
is,
KL Rahul?
There's only one answer to this because he's part of a tattoo gang.
Yes.
I don't think that. I think nobody in India thought that we would go with a reserve opener.
Correct.
I don't think so. We had this.
Correct.
We remember Sachin Ganguly opening, then correct. Sachin Sehwag opening. No team had a reserve opener.
Correct.
This is the first time, I think so. First time India is sending a reserve opener.
True.
And they, I think, created this spot for Rahul to go.
But KL Rahul, I think lucky call
that
he got in because he has been having a tough 1 year.
Yeah, tough 1 year in England also especially. Yeah.
Correct.
and he's going back to England.
Correct. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He had a disastrous England tour.
Again, the one-day pitches will be much more flatter and also. Correct. I think he should play.
Correct. And also, I feel a little bad for him because, see, with all the coffee with Karan controversy.
Yeah, and he had to pay fine also.
Yeah, man. And poor guy didn't say anything also. He was just being silent and nice. But I think because of that, he would not be getting as much action as he would get before.
Yeah, definitely. Now girls are like, hey. Pandey ka dost.
Because I think before he went to the show, he must have thought ki nahi, abhi to mera fame thoda dusra level jayega na, abhi main Bollywood celeb jaisa hoon. But anyway, KL Rahul, I hope he does well. We then go on to the middle order. Surprise number 4 inclusion, Vijay Shankar. What do you think of Vijay Shankar?
That was expected. So everybody, see, just imagine two situations now. First situation, Vijay Shankar is selected.
Correct.
Everybody is shocked. Oh my God, how can you drop Raidu? Oh, yeah. Just imagine if that would have not happened.
Huh.
If Raidu is selected.
Huh.
Again, like Raidu ka form hi nahi yaar. Kyun le liya yaar? Vijay Shankar achha hai. Pant achha. So, that concept and argument will surely come.
Correct.
They had to take a call.
Correct.
And based on the current form, Vijay Shankar was going to a dream run.
Correct.
So, he got the seat.
I know. But I don't know, man. I mean, they say that everybody in India is a cricket selector.
Yeah.
And everybody dishes gyan.
We all are.
So, if I had to put my 2 cents into the pond,
yeah.
I would say that I am not very happy with that particular selection because, see, we already have 5 bowlers confirmed every match.
Right.
And we are taking 2 bowling all-rounder options.
Right.
Of which one will pay. Either Kedar Jadhav or, Ravindra Jadeja.
Like Jadeja.
Right?
Yeah.
One among these two will play. And Pandya will play.
That's a different option.
We have 6-7 bowlers.
Yeah.
So why do we need an 8th bowler? Vijay Shankar.
No, so his role also is defined that he is there as a number 4 batsman.
Huh.
His role is not of a bowler. Unless somebody gets injured.
Correct.
Or somebody is not like is being hit all over the park.
Correct.
So they have an extra option.
Correct.
And obviously, Shankar is also a better fielder than Raidu.
Yeah, I was just coming to that.
Yeah.
So I think the bowling argument is kind of nullified.
Yeah,
ठीक है?
Yeah.
कि अभी already 7 bowler अगर तुम्हारा काम नहीं किया, 8वीं bowler क्या ही कर लेगा? So I think they should have gone for a standard better batsman. At least you know, he's a better batsman.
Right, definitely.
But Raidu का problem यह है कि Shankar also contributes majorly as a good deep fielder,
yeah.
Okay, he's long, catch
and this guy drops catches.
So that final fielding bit finally, I think, screwed
and
over.
And the worst thing is Raidu came out of domestic cricket retirement.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Shit, it was so. World Cup mein selection hona काफी लक पे डिपेंड करता है.
इट इज अ
मेजर गेम ऑफ लक. लाइक जैसे देवाशीष मोहंती रैंडमली केम इन
100%.
देयर मस्ट बी सो मेनी बॉलर्स लाइक कुरुविला एंड ऑल लाइक क्या है बरोडा बरोडा में खेल रहा है ऐसा धूप में. सो इट्स लाइक गेम ऑफ लक आल्सो इन अ वे. एनीवे
इवन इफ लाइक एमएस के साथ वुड हैव चोजन पंत एज अ नंबर 4 बैट्समैन एज नॉट अ विकेट कीपर जस्ट एज अ नंबर 4 बैट्समैन इवन दैट वुड हैव जस्टिफाइड. So I think that we are taking unnecessary pressure about number 4. What if all these guys fail? Like, what if Kohli is the only guy who is scoring? So I think we should concentrate on the other other position. India is talking about number 4 that, like, as in every match, the most important position in the batting is number 4. But no, for us, the most important position is number 3, where the GOAT is playing.
Yeah, yeah. And then followed by the openers, actually.
Yeah, definitely. Those three are the most important players.
Correct. Then we'll go on to the middle order. Middle order, we have Dinesh Karthik. What do you think? Surprise inclusion Dinesh, or were you expecting it?
Expecting, but I did not expect that statement that MSK Prasad said that he is a reserve wicketkeeper.
Correct.
If Dhoni gets injured, he gets to play. No, correct. I think if you're chasing, sometimes you might need DK more than Raidu or Vijay Shankar.
Correct.
And he is going through a rough IPL right now.
Correct.
But he's been a good chaser, a good trace since the last 1-2 years.
True.
So I don't think so that he should just be there as a reserve kind of thing. So correct. If Shankar is not playing well, get DK in.
Correct.
From second, third match also.
Correct.
Because we need him, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
No, I would actually pick कार्तिक ओवर शंकर
एनी डे
बिकॉज देखो वो फील्डिंग भी अच्छा ही करता है कार्तिक और उसका बैटिंग काफी
एस्टेब्लिश्ड वे मोर एस्टेब्लिश्ड.
या आई वुड ट्रस्ट कार्तिक मोर देन शंकर ऑन एनी डे.
बट द ओनली थिंग इज अगेन डीके हैज अ वेरी बैड रिकॉर्ड इन इंग्लैंड.
हां
वेरी बैड
वेयर द बॉल सिंक्स. ओके दैट्स अ पॉइंट. So Dinesh Karthik, and then we have MS Dhoni.
No doubts.
But what I really like is if we were recording this podcast say a year ago.
Oh my God!
We would have
different perspective.
We had this whole one of our episodes has a whole Pant versus Dhoni argument, which was what 3 months ago.
3 months ago,
and even 3 months ago the place was shaky. You didn't really know.
Yeah.
But in the last 2 months, Dhoni
He's
has somehow
he
yeah
has
he has cemented
it, like,
his place. Ki, yaar, fuck it, what are we talking about? So
He's
good job.
It. Yeah, definitely.
And yesterday me and Sandesh Johnny is a comic,
right.
We were talking about this. Kedar Jadhav has been selected, right?
Yeah.
Into the team. I think Kedar Jadhav, I mean, we were obviously saying it as a joke, but no offense to Kedar Jadhav, but do you think that mostly he's been selected so that Dhoni ko koi company mile apne umar ka?
Ki bhai ab budha uda gaye hain.
Exactly.
Thoda garden mein telne ke liye company ho jaye.
To apne umar ka ek aadmi ko liye. I think wo MSK Prasad ko bola, dekho tum bhi keeper, main bhi keeper. Tum bhi silent. Itna to bana lete. To mere ko ek bhojo apne umar ka.
Yeah, matlab Jadhav, I think even 2 months back, before the Australia tour, he was that odd man ki kya kar raha hai yaar team mein.
Correct.
In Australia, he played 2 innings good.
Correct.
With Dhoni, staying there with Dhoni. So, he kind of had an image again.
And I think that's where he cemented his place in the sense that he showed that he is somebody who can stabilize an innings.
Yeah,
who
cannot
play recklessly.
Who cannot play recklessly. Yeah. And he has had a decent IPL also.
He has had a decent IPL, yeah.
And he bowls that, I don't know, what kind of action
that
is
below
that?
Sea level.
Below sea.
Mr. Gavaskar calls. So, I kind of like Jadhav.
I think
he has an act for picking wickets. And also, in his batting, he's always doing something or the other. He's never playing your regular sort of a
cricket.
Yeah,
definitely.
Like, he's
plays
always
something
bringing
different.
Up a surprise. Yeah. So I like Kedar Jadhav. Then we go down to the all-rounders. We have in terms of bowling all-rounders, we have Hardik Pandya.
Yeah, a definite pick because whatever happened in Coffee with Karan, forget that. But the kind of hitting he's doing is incredible.
Correct. And I want him to really perform well, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
I want him to perform well.
And he'll do
well.
That, I guess. He'll do that. I mean, because in flat pitches, he's a beast.
Correct.
16, 17 ball, 45, 50 runs at the World Cup at the death is what you want your all-rounders to do. At
correct.
The end of it. As simple then. I think he's a definite. I think he should play every match.
Yeah,
he's
I would have picked him every match.
Definitely,
yeah.
Because he'll field.
Good fielder.
He'll bowl, he'll bat, he'll do everything for you.
I like how there is a certain West Indian nature to Pandya's game. I mean, apart from the surface,
apart from the color also.
And the dressing and the gold and all that.
Yeah.
Wo chhod ke, there is a certain West Indian nature to his game.
Definitely.
You know, the 100 big shots.
That's a very good point, actually.
Yeah, and like the way he fields.
The way he fields also, yeah.
I really like the guy. Okay, so Hardik. हार्दिक पांड्या के बाद सर रविंद्र जडेजा. वाज दैट अ सरप्राइज टू यू?
इट वाज अ सरप्राइज, बट आई थिंक इट्स फेयर इनफ टू हैव हिम, स्पेशली आफ्टर 35 ओवर्स व्हेन द स्पिनर्स आर डन एंड वी नो बोथ कुल एंड चा आर वेरी बैड फील्डर्स.
करेक्ट.
गेट देम रिप्लेस्ड ऑन फील्ड.
करेक्ट.
गेट जडेजा बिकॉज जडेजा इज अ लीथल फील्डर.
करेक्ट.
And he is the best. If Correct. You see all of them, he's the best fielder.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, he acts, if he's in the 11, he plays as a good all-rounder.
Correct.
Who can smack the ball anytime he wants.
True.
So, I think it's a good call.
But what do you feel about the ethics of it? Ki ek ko bitha do, ye jo ganda fielder ko aur Jadeja ko le aao.
I'm not sure if it is allowed also, but yeah, right now I've seen him.
No, as in, you can blur those lines. You can say ki usko injury hua.
Yeah,
nobody
injury
will say
yeah,
like, dikhao
yeah,
and all.
So, but it's good, man.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what other teams are also
yeah,
doing.
Dude, I think Kohli should do that every match. Dude.
Yeah, definitely. Because you know? Kuldeep Yadav is a horrible fielder.
yeah.
Lot of them are horrible fielders.
Yeah.
Even if you see Dhawan and Rohit, they've huh. got paunches now. So
Yeah. and Jadeja will make a killer.
I have never seen him miss a throw. It's always on the stumps.
Correct.
And the guy is gone.
Correct. and don't you think Jadeja's fielding itself is majorly responsible for his selection into the
yeah,
team.
Definitely.
Like it just 100%, adds that extra 100%, 100%. Angle that the guy brings in.
And also, most of his bowling has been with Dhoni behind the stumps. So, Dhoni understands him well as a bowler in the
true.
Indian team. In
IPL,
CSK,
yes.
everywhere.
Yes, true. That is true.
And by the way, he is not Sir Ravindra Jadeja. He is now Chowkidar.
Chowkidar.
Jadeja. His wife joined the BJP.
Oh, yeah. I heard. Shit, so apparently in his family, there's a split.
Yeah, as a mom, dad are part of Congress. This guy, his wife is in BJP.
Oh.
And yeah. he said that I support Modi. I said I support Modi. So
Modi. Okay.
Sabse log bole Chowkidar Ravindra Jadeja.
Ravindra Jadeja. And then we come on to the lower, to the bowlers,
yeah.
you know, the lower order. Spinners, anyway, did you have
no
any debate?
Doubt.
Like there was
even,
no
even Ashwin had no doubt on this.
yeah. And these two also are one of those guys who in the last 2 years just cemented their
yeah,
place. Just cemented
definitely,
it.
Definitely.
Like,
and these two guys have come like Kumble and Harbhajan.
Correct.
They've kind of cemented the, so
yes.
we all thought that Ashwin is going to stay back and become a legend and then go.
Correct.
But these guys just pushed Ashwin away.
Yeah.
These guys have cemented like 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Because like, oh my God.
True. And also I like that they are, like what aspect I like of theirs over Ashwin is that I have seen that Ashwin, when he gets hit, he starts playing defensive.
Yeah,
have you noticed?
Yeah,
like the
yeah.
balls start
Definitely,
to get flatter. He starts bowling the faster ones and all. But these guys will take it. Like, you know, Chahal and Yadav, they both will still flight the ball to try and get wickets.
Definitely.
Which is,
and especially Chahal's.
Yes.
Chahal's,
yes.
this is one of Chahal's
yes.
quality.
Yeah.
He gets hits for three sixes in a row.
Hmm.
He'll still like bowl the
yes.
flatted delivery.
Which kind of makes sense, man.
Yeah.
If somebody asked me, give 18 runs, take a wicket.
Definitely.
I would be
definitely,
fine.
Definitely.
Like,
definitely.
You know? So, yeah, these two guys cement their place. Then we come to the bowlers of the team.
Trio.
And this is a great joy for me, really.
Yeah,
like, you know, it is so great to think that, you know, we have three bowlers at their peak.
Yeah, at the
who
peak.
Are now in, like, among the best, counted among the best
among
in
the
world.
And especially, if you remember, 1.5-2 years back,
hmm.
Bhuvneshwar Kumar was spearheading our
yes,
bowling
he was.
Attack.
Yes.
1 year back,
yes.
Jasprit Bumrah is spearheading the attack.
Correct, yeah.
And now 6 months back,
yes.
we have Shami.
Shami spearheading,
and,
yeah,
and,
man.
And like right now, if you see, although Bumrah is number one,
hmm.
Shami will be the spearhead of the bowling attack.
Huh.
Because he's been a great bowler in England as well as Australia.
Correct. He had a good tour,
yeah, so
yes.
I think to start with, they will not play Bhuvi. They
okay.
play Bumrah and Shami.
Huh.
That's what I think. Yeah.
No, I think Kohli will take all these five. As in, he'll play three fast bowlers and
okay,
two pacers.
Two.
I think
that
so.
Can also happen.
Because
yeah.
you remember in the first test in England, he chose four bowlers or three fast bowlers.
Three fast bowlers, yeah.
So,
yeah.
he would go, I think,
but
with
again,
that.
This that was test and this is mostly... One day pitches are flat in England. They are like the 360 pitches, 350
okay.
pitches.
Okay. So, if you had to say take two, you would take Bumrah and...
Bumrah
Shami.
And Shami to start
yeah.
with. At
if
least
I had
to start
to me
with,
too,
yeah.
actually. Yeah. True.
It depends on the pitch again, like how much it will swing because Bhuvi is a great swinger of
swinger,
the ball.
Yes.
So.
But amazing, man. It's so nice. And
yeah, definitely. About one these of the two, best like, teams.
So Shammi again, disastrous 1 year. You know, like, I feel bad, man. So many people in the team, right,
yeah,
have had a terrible last year, you know.
Yeah, oh my
and
God.
For circumstances beyond cricket.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not like they were playing. Playing badly, yeah, to chodo ek tension. Uske upar, like, there is KL Rahul, there's Hardik Pandya, there's, yeah, Mohammad Shami.
And then every player had an... So everybody, apart from cricket also, had something like Rohit Sharma had a daughter.
Correct.
So every player has a story. Kohli ka aaj outrage hua Twitter pe.
Correct.
Dhoni ko log bol rahe hain bhudda ho gaya.
Correct.
Jadhav ko bol rahe hain ki kya kar rahe hain yahan pe. So every bowler has a story.
Yes, yes.
Every batsman has a story.
True.
And with all this, they're going to like represent India in, yeah, the World Cup. It feels good, man. Yeah. It feels good that one of our best teams.
True. And I think it is also a nice place for Shami to be in. Because he's surrounded by these two other fast,
yeah,
bowlers who are the calmest people in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know, unko koi matlab,
yeah,
nahi. Like,
seriously.
They seem like the sort of guys who will go play the match and then,
yeah,
go to their room,
yeah,
and like watch TV and,
yeah,
go to sleep.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So it's nice to see Shami there. Like, it's,
yeah,
so nice to see
sandwich
him.
Between two,
yeah,
decent
two
people.
Very good boys, you know. And they are very... So generally, your fast bowlers are the aggressive guys.
Yeah,
the,
right, right.
You know, the
like
guys
even
in
if
your
you
face.
See like Rabada at 21 years old, like, mm, 22, whatever. He's very aggressive.
Correct.
Very, very. You don't have those guys.
Yeah.
At least we never had aggressive,
yeah,
fast bowlers.
We didn't have.
Never.
Now we have the pace, but we still don't have,
yeah,
the aggression.
Aggression.
I think usko aane mein 5-10 saal lagega.
That Pakistan always had.
Yeah.
They did not, some bowlers did not even have pace, but had aggression.
Yes.
Full on.
True. So, yes. So, that is a 15-member squad,
yeah,
of the Indian team. And overall thoughts, I would say that if we were having this discussion 1 year ago, at least 3-4 people in this team would not be on the team.
Definitely.
But
not even on the paper.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes. But great, especially I'll tell you who all I think. Vijay Shankar would definitely not be there. Right? If we were having a talk,
yeah,
saying 1 year to the World Cup.
Definitely.
Then Kedar Jadhav would not have been,
no,
there. Then Bumrah probably might not have been there.
Yeah, just about in or maybe fighting it out,
true,
with Umesh Yadav maybe.
True, true. Yeah. Shammi also would have been doubtful,
yeah,
but
doubtful,
a lot of people,
yeah,
shot in over the last 1 year. And apart from this 15, there are also reports. Now, this has not been confirmed or anything.
Okay.
But MSK Prasad says that there is a sort of a waiting list.
Aapki ticket paisa bhi confirm nahi hui hai. Humko 500 rupaye dijiye, hum confirm kar denge. Aapki ticket hai.
And in that list, there are two people.
Okay.
It's like a probation sort of a thing. These two people are Rishabh Pant and Ambati Raidu.
No, man, the most talked about people.
Yes.
There.
So, in loko RAC
so
mila.
Who is who? Who is RAC 1? Who is RAC 2?
I think RAC 1 is Ambati Raidu.
Okay.
And because he has a bigger claim. Because
right,
he's
right,
going
right,
for number,
yeah,
4 position.
And Pant's whole argument has been like he's young.
Yeah, yeah.
He has years to play.
Correct, correct.
And that's also right argument because... You send your best team to the World Cup. You don't send ki young hai abhi chalega.
Correct.
You send your best.
Correct. If this was a normal tour to South Africa or something, I can understand,
yeah,
the age
definitely,
argument.
Definitely, definitely.
So that was the team. It's a 15-member squad. And now we'll come to the final question. How far do you think this 15 are going to go in the World Cup?
See, obviously, I...
Not how much
my,
you want. Not, yeah, jo dil keh raha hai, but
okay,
jo dimag keh raha hai type.
See, again, dimag wo kahega if I see the other squads.
Hmm.
And if I see the other squad, India might make it to the last four.
Last four? Might,
yeah,
you're saying?
Might, yeah.
I think India will make it. That's
okay,
what,
okay.
I'm willing to say that they will make it to the last four.
Yeah.
But after that, it's completely anybody's game.
After that, it's just like one game and, you know, I think some teams are really strong. On
like paper. Which ones do you think?
South Africa is really strong. Nobody's talking about them. They have dropped Chris Morris.
Huh.
Chris Morris is not there in the squad.
Shit.
They have four all-rounders who are world-class. They have bowlers who are ripping the IPL apart this year.
Correct.
They've got 22-23-year-old Rabada and 37-year-old Dale Steyn.
Dale Steyn.
In England. Don't forget that. They're in England. Australia has... I was just like unhappy with Hanscom not being there.
He's not
squad.
Been selected.
No, he's not been selected.
Oh.
So, not being there, but I think... Warner and Smith are back and you've seen their form. They're in incredible form. So
okay.
they also stand a chance. And apart from these two, Pakistan is not a bad side on paper if you see. Everybody is making fun of them.
What do you think of West Indies?
Superb team. They released it in the morning. It's a superb team.
Today?
Yeah. They have dropped Marlon Samuels.
Oh.
There is no Karen Pollard. There is no Sunil Narayan. There is no Marlon
Samuels. What?
the 15 member squad is an amazing team there. Amazing.
Oh, shit.
And okay. Everybody is saying Shimron Hetmyer can't play. He'll show you in England how lethal that guy is.
Okay.
So I think it's a very tough competition. Yeah.
Okay.
I think India should make it, but it's not going to be an easy thing for them.
True. Because of the format also. Format,
because the number one team right now is England.
England. Very, very strong squad.
Very, you've seen it in the IPL. Bairstow, Moyerly, they're in a different level of form.
Correct.
But I think all that are done, India will heavily be reliant on Kohli.
Kohli.
Yeah. The GOAT has to play.
Yes.
The GOAT.
All right. We'll come to the end of this episode. And we said, please let us know what you think. And like I said before that, we are going to be soon on Spotify. Spotify has come to India. If you're using Spotify, good news for you. You'll find us. We'll be called Silly Point Cricket Comedy Podcast.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.